So back to the important question, where are you going for dinner tomorrow? Writer James Finn Garner says, hold on there. Before you answer that question, know what you're getting yourself into.
The annual phone call came today, filled as usual with anxiety and hidden messages, plus 2 tablespoons of guilt. You've probably gotten this call, too, if your family lives more than 5 miles away. It asks the simple question, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? But it carries the unsettling aroma of all the family dynamics for the year. This question exerts the same pull whether you live next door to your family or 3,000 miles away. Fold in some in-laws and step-families, and it can feel like you're being drawn and quartered. That's because this question is about only one thing. Not what you'll eat, that's a given, or where you'll visit Wednesday or Friday. It's about whose house can claim your presence on Thursday. Being grateful for your blessings? Yeah, sure, fine. But what matters is where you'll count those blessings. In the end, Thanksgiving isn't about turkey. It's about territory. The pressures aren't so bad at Christmas, surprisingly, because that whole week offers chances for get-togethers. But Thanksgiving is only one day, which gives you a 6-hour window to show with your attendance whom you love best and whose house is dearest to you. Among family factions, negotiations can be strained, if they exist at all. I empathize with the Secretary of State negotiating in the Middle East, because there, too, memories are long and slights never forgiven. Condi Rice does have one big advantage, however. She's got her own plane and doesn't have to go anywhere near O'Hare. As the day draws near, squabbles flare up on the highway and at the airport, but these involve strangers and are only temporary. The mother of all territorial battles happens on Turkey Day in the trenches of the kitchen. Counter space, prep areas, oven volume are all at a premium, and there's usually only one person controlling it all. If you've brought a dish that needs any kind of work, prepare to fight for a space to do it. You don't want to be working on your lap in the corner, even if you're only taking celery stalks and squirting their gutters with Cheese Whiz. Still don't believe Turkey Day is Territory Day? Then consider our TV fare as we sleep off the tryptophan. Football is about nothing but territory, gobbling up turf and dominating the field. At least if the Bears aren't playing. Even the halftime show doesn't offer a break, as the field is zigzagged and dissected by marching bands, the world's only mobile, expansionist musical ensemble. If some mad genius could harness the power of marching bands, he could take over the world to the soundtrack of a tuba-heavy Louie Louie. Thanksgiving was established to give us time to be grateful for our blessings. Maybe those blessings need room, a space to inhabit, a location in which to be savored. I'm grateful for health and family. I'm grateful for the opera and the circus. Most especially, I give thanks I live in the great wide Midwest, where my relatives can have their turf and I can have mine, and when clashes arise, at least there's plenty to eat to smooth over the tension. Unless we're at Aunt Jenny's house, you know she never cooks enough for everyone.
James Finn Garner is a writer and regular contributor to 848. His most recent book is Recut Madness, Favorite Movies Retold for Your Partisan Pleasure.